This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 56 for Wednesday, June 19th, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Mrs. Brian.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
All right. This is Lisa. That was fun. I just like to keep you on your toes. How am I doing? Awesome. I'm feeling spunky.
Awesome.
So this is the Boston Penn Show review.
I guess the proper term is the New England Penn Show, but it was in Boston. So
yeah, it was in Boston.
We'll get to that. So we left.
We slept in. The night before and plan to arrive, just in time to set up. But because of the drive time and all of that, we actually left Thursday, crack of dawn, slept in until 6:15, tossed some... Hey, that's late for us.
Slept in until 6:15.
Woo! tossed a couple other things in the car, like food and muffins, Coke. We were on the road by, 8:30?
Something like that, yeah.
So we drove all day, drove through the night, and we see some beautiful country. We just never get to stop. And my mother kept hounding us. I love you, Mom, but she was really kind of hounding us, like, you should stop by. Well, it was going to be somewhere between 1 and 4 in the morning, and we figured we might have a better shot of stopping in on the way back. It's about 3 hours from Boston. It turned out that we figured it'd be about 2:30 or 3 o'clock by the time that we got to the exit off the thruway. So I called my mom about 11:30, and I said, you know what, we're really tired. We're going to come sleep in your guest room. And she left the door open, and we showed up about 3, slept for a couple hours, got up, had some coffee, got to show Brian my mom's house. He'd never seen the house I grew up in.
It was bigger than I expected.
It looks like a big saltine box on its side.
We got up about, 6 o'clock?
It was about 6. We left about 7-ish.
And your mom had already baked muffins for us by 6 o'clock.
She was excited that you were there.
I felt so bad because they were like, what were they, like strawberry or some raspberry muffins?
I think cranberry or something.
Cranberry, and I'm like...
I should have taken some for the road.
I don't eat those.
Sorry. Well, she and Bob will eat them.
Coffee, though, Mom.
Yeah, I tiptoed down the creaky stairs. It's an old house, and so I'm feeling like I was 17 again, trying to sneak down the back stairs. We won't go there. And I have lots of experience with that. And went to turn on the coffee pot, and she was already up, and she'd already made coffee, and she had muffins baked. It was awesome. So we took Brian on a little mini tour of my mom's house and had a good time. And then we left.
Yeah,
thanks
cool.
for the bed. I think she left a Facebook post, though, that said she wasn't going to change the sheets on the guest bed until she knew that we had gone through New York in case we wanted to stop by and sleep again. So it was kind of
awesome.
Cute. Yeah.
Yeah, I was tempted, but...
I know. No, we did better.
So that was about, three and a half hours?
Yeah, just a little over 3 from Mom's to Boston.
So we get to Boston.
Oy.
And my only other experience in Boston was nothing short of just not great. I mentioned that last week. I mean, I love the city, but... So we get there and... we have kind of some directions, right? So we're driving down, I forget the name of the street, but it's supposed to be 100...
Columbus.
100 Columbus, that's correct. Well, we get to the 100 block, and there's, of course they have, the streets are narrow, and there was some trucks parked out front, and I see, the Boston Park Plaza Hotel. And there's a big truck, and they're unloading. So I'm thinking, well, it's got to be this one on the right. But then we see something on the left, on the next block, and we decide, well, maybe we have to park in, there's supposed to be like an employee entrance or on the back or something, so we make a right, and then before you know it, yeah, it was not a smart move. Before you know it,
you can't freaking get there from here.
Yeah. We're on the Mass Pike.
We're going
back home.
No, I think we're going the other way, but it was still way the heck.
No, we were going west. We're going west.
We should have kept going.
But there's no exit for, what was it, like 10 miles?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was
no
stupid.
Exit for 10 miles. You're in the middle of the city. There's no exit. There's not even, it's crazy. So, and then we missed the next exit because we were totally confused. So we had to go another couple miles past that.
Yeah.
Turn around.
It was not well marked. It was a bear and a half to get to.
Well, I get on the phone and I call, and of course there's no direct line.
Oh yeah, there
to the hotel. So I get, you know, crazy. I get the 1-800 operator who says, tells me I have no
idea.
I'm
in India.
Yeah, I have no idea where you are. Let me transfer you, and I get this other woman. And as it turns out, we were at the wrong block. So of course, at a 100 block, the other side was also 100 east.
But there's no designation east, west, north,
no.
South, whatever on the instructions, including when I called to make the reservations. He just said, put this in your GPS, 100 Columbus Ave. So that's what we did.
So we go and we come back, and now we're coming up again to get to this thing, and now this truck is gone. I'm thinking, okay, well, this is great. Maybe we just have to pull up in the front. Well, the banner over the entranceway says Boston Park Plaza
the castle
Hotel.
Yeah.
Whereas
crazy.
We wanted to go to the Boston Park Plaza Hotel, which is,
no
yes,
castle.
On the other side thing. Of the street, but you have to go down a half block, down a one-way street, and then find parking. And so we did finally get there.
Yep.
And the employee entrance is like half a block from the main entrance.
Yep.
Or the entrance on that street. So we managed to get, we decided, well, actually we went in first. We parked the car, gave the keys to the parking attendant, and went in and got our room, or we checked in.
That was the best part of the whole thing.
So we do that. We come back out. We get our keys again, and we decide that we're going to get a concierge cart. But of course, they don't want to give you the cart unless they help.
Right.
So what happens?
The same thing that always happens.
Overeager
bellman drops something.
The dude drops a box of ink.
Thank you. There's a reason I tell them, don't touch anything.
Yeah.
So.
It took us two trips anyway.
Three trips. And you can't get there from the lobby. You have to go down the freight elevator, which is kind of scary.
No, the terrace, the terrace room?
Terrace room, not great.
Is in the basement. So you can't go through the lobby and take the elevator down to the basement.
There
you
is no elevator that goes down.
Yeah, it doesn't go down there. You have to go past the employee entrance into this scary room, and then you have to figure out, there's like, you know, I've seen some old and weird elevators in my time, and you have to like get in this elevator, and actually the first time we went, thankfully we did have the bellman, because even he didn't know where the heck he was going. Go down, and then go down one hallway, make a right, and then go down that hallway, make a right, and then only then, after you've made two rights and a left or something, then there was a sign that said New England Pen Show, and then you made a left down the hallway and kind of made a little angle, and then through the right, and then you're in the room. So
but
it was that easy.
We did get to see some really cool things that hotels use, like cool carts and cool, I don't know. I don't think I can say cluster whatever on air.
Yeah, I don't think you can and make it PG-13.
Yeah. But anyway, we finally got there. Finally got everything in.
No bottles of ink were broken in the move, unfortunately.
Yeah. So the dude got lucky, because as some of you know, I'm really good at suing hotels. So
that sounds bad. But
just once. But if you're going to lose $5,000 worth of stuff, you're going to pay for it.
So let's see. Right. So we get in the room. We have a little difficulty trying to get our table. We get that resolved.
I'm not quite sure how difficult it should be to just show me where our five tables are.
Yeah, that was beyond.
In a tiny little room.
Yeah, it was.
Like, I've been up for 36 hours. Don't get snippy. I'll hurt you.
Right. Yeah, three hours of sleep in mom's house doesn't really.
Yeah, it wasn't enough. But we got there.
So, yeah, we get there. We get our tables. Couple more trips.
Yep.
And actually, the room itself, I love the sufficient room behind the table, so we can get, it's easy to get in and out with the carts.
Yeah, it was a big horseshoe shape on the lowest level where we were, so we had plenty of room, and that was very nice. It's similar to the layout we had in
Baltimore
and Philly. Mm-hmm. So that was lovely to have all that space.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and it was kind of a submerged, there's like a lower level.
All these levels. It was good exercise.
Yeah, there were stairs and ramps and all sorts of crazy stuff going on.
Let's see. So Friday, we just set up.
Wasn't too bad. It was pretty quick, right?
No, got to see, we got to hang with Jim.
Jim Bear,
Yep, that was awesome.
Jim does, if you don't know who Jim is, Jim is the, Jim Bear is the JB in JB's Perfect Pen Flush.
The original Perfect Pen Flush. Awesome stuff.
So, we got a chance to chat with him, which was really cool.
Several times, yeah. He's pretty interesting. His stories are awesome. Yep. And then what else do we do?
Well, you know, the general setup and chat with people here and there. There was, it's not a big show.
No, it's a small show.
But you know the Boston folk, they're all optimistic, and every time you talk to them, like, oh yeah, well, it's going to be bigger next year. every person said that. So
it's got to be bigger.
It can't be smaller, but it's not the smallest show on the circuit, I wouldn't say. But
we'll see. We're not done yet.
It's on the low end, but the room is plenty big.
Yep.
And I guess my biggest beef, and I don't want it to sound too negative, but my biggest beef occurred on Friday. And
with the internet?
With the internet. So we're in the basement of the hotel, and I'm trying to process a credit card, and I can't because I have no cell signal in the basement of this building. And so I'm like, okay, well, I'll pay for the internet service. Usually they're, $14.99, $19.99,
$25,
like for the weekend, It's $50 a day for internet.
So that was entertaining.
And the trick was I called them about 3:00. And the trick was we had to pay for it for the weekend by 5:00 because that's when they closed and they went home for the weekend. And no one was there all weekend long.
So what if we have a problem?
Well, that's what I said, well, who's going to be there if I have a problem? I'm paying $100 for Saturday and Sunday.
I mean, we pay $50 a month at home for internet for the entire family.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So we got that straightened out, but still $50. And they assured me that this was a discount. The regular rate, if you can.
Sit down. Everybody sit. Yeah. Carol, sit down.
Yeah, if you're not sitting down for this, it's crazy. This, they're making a big deal. They're giving me a reduced rate, $50 a day, down from, what do you think?
I thought $50 was highway robbery.
It's extortion, right? The normal rate is $150 a day.
Somebody is making bank off that stuff. Crazy.
Granted, the internet access was really great, but that's probably because we're the only ones on it. No one's paying that much money.
Well, and, up 30 steps into the lobby was free Wi-Fi, and you could get internet service for like $12.95 or something in your room, but it didn't work in the basement. No. So it was just this huge drama, and, of course, it doesn't help when you're tired. So by the So by the time that 6:00 rolled around and we had the reception, I got to tell you, I was ready for a drink and some food. And man, did we have food. We didn't even eat dinner after that.
Yeah, so what, they had the little reception up on second floor or something like that.
Yep. Did we hang with Pendleton before Friday or before Saturday?
We did. No, we hung out with Jim Rouse from Franklin Christoph. And Pendleton came by.
Yep.
And they had a little bluegrass kind of thing going on. Was that what it was?
I don't know what that was.
Violin, guitar, bass, something like that. And
it was something. I cannot explain to you how. I'll go with cheesy.
I'm gonna say it was a little over the top. It was unnecessary, but
it was something. You know. The
food was good.
Here's the food channel for those of you who wait for this. Food was phenomenal. There were these. We didn't need dinner after this.
No. They had.
There were some
vegetables.
Hummus and some vegetables, and then the waiter would come around with what, chicken Wellington and a little.
Oh, that
puffs.
Was amazing! Chicken Wellington was crazy because it's little puffs, you know. And I'm like, hang on, just let me grab a couple of those.
Lobster puffs and were they bacon wrapped scallops? No, bacon wrapped shrimp.
Bacon wrapped shrimp. Oh, yeah, think about that for a second. Bacon wrapped shrimp.
Yeah. And all sorts of different stuff. And the waiter would come around and a couple things, like Marta was at the table with us and Jim and somebody else. So
it was just Pendleton, yeah.
If one of us didn't like it, we would still take it because you'd only let everybody have one or two. And so you just take as much as you could and, you know, as much as the waiter dude would let you. And then just share with everybody, but it was yummy.
Yeah. So and they had a little tiny bar there, so we had a couple of drinks and.
Yep. Listen to that.
We did that. Yep. We were there for about a half hour, and then there was the block that the hotel's on is kind of a neat little block.
Sort of a triangle.
Yeah, and it's got like pretty much everything you need. If you don't want to feel extorted by what the hotel's giving you. You can walk down, and then there's a bar, and we had a coupon, of course, for
$10
for $10 off. You know, at the MGL Connors, whatever. So we go there and had a couple beers.
I think it cost us $1.
It cost us $1, yeah, for two beers. So that was with a tip, I think. No, it was
three with a tip.
So
I think that was the cheapest thing we had in Boston.
So we spent pretty much that night. We spent $5.
Not bad.
So that was all right. So we do that. We get up to the room first time, right?
It's not really a room. I think of it as a closet.
It was not, and that's Boston, so everything's expensive, right? So, but it's $195 a night.
$169.
Is it $169?
Yeah.
Well, it's even better than I thought.
The room was tiny.
So they squeeze a king bed in there. And there was was there 3 feet?
There was two, maybe.
2 feet?
2 feet between the end of the bed and the wall. And we had a fridge sent up, so there's no, just a little tiny, not even a dorm fridge. It's just super tiny. There's no room to move. The bathroom was
awful.
Tiny. You see this horrible plastic tub that moves when you stand in it. It was
Showerhead's broken. But the coolest thing in the bathroom, though, and we're going to talk about pens eventually on this podcast.
We promise.
The coolest thing about the bathroom is there's a bottle opener in the bathroom. I don't know who thought it was a good idea, but if you're sitting on the can, you can open a bottle of beer right there. Ooh. So
go Boston.
Go Boston.
I don't know.
Paper-thin walls, not a great hotel.
Yeah, we had to call security, actually, because the I use the term ladies loosely. The ladies in the room next to us were clearly getting ready to go out on the town. I don't know what they were doing.
There must have been half a dozen of them. Easy.
There were a lot. 10. And it went on for about an hour, hour and a half. Now, giggling, laughing, having a good time is fine, but this was so loud and so long and clearly alcohol-induced or whatever else.
They were priming the pump, that's for sure.
They
so.
Were doing something. So we finally called security, but then they left. I don't even know if security came up.
Yeah.
But, you know, just not a great start to the trip. We kind of looked at each other and went, we're not doing this again.
I pretty much decided I wasn't, yeah, I wasn't coming back. And I was half tempted halfway through setup just to say, the heck with this, and let's just go back home.
I am not driving that far.
Yeah, but you know, we're already there. We paid all the money. So, so what? Saturday morning we get up, normal time, 8 to 10 dealer setup. But so we had a little setup because I always the second day I always find pens that I forgot to put out the day before.
Oh yeah, we have way more than.
And I don't know why, but I always forget those beautiful Pilot Machine Maquis pens that we have, and I always forget to put
those
them on the table.
Those are gorgeous. Yep. So we got to, it was mostly set up, and we just got to tweak it a little bit. We ended up going for coffee. It's one of the few shows that doesn't have coffee for the dealers, and I guess we'd gotten spoiled. So we ended up going to Aubon Payne, right around on the block.
I love that place. Do we have those in Wisconsin? Because I want to go. That place is awesome.
They had a lovely coffee, big mug. It wasn't a lot. Brian had this chocolate croissant. Well, we also got coffee for Paul Arano, Pennant editor, and vintage guy extraordinaire. And so we grabbed Paul a coffee and a croissant. And his croissant was huge.
Thing it was literally like...
We handed it to him, and he's like, "This is all for me?" Huge. Brian got a chocolate croissant. I got a super uber yummy almond croissant, and then Brian got this muffin.
I get the chocolate croissant because that looks great, and then I look over here and there's like this chocolate cupcake muffin thing going on. I don't know what it is.
It was yummy.
But like, well, I gotta have that too. So
yeah, so we
kept
did
that for lunch.
So Saturday the show was 10 to 6. I'm sure people showed up. Just a little slow.
You know, there was low steady traffic. We had some interesting trades.
We did. We had some great trades. It was awesome to see Marta.
So, among them, and I don't have it with me, in Omos. I'm not exactly sure the model. I think it's an old style Paragon piston filler.
Omos.
And then
you got a Pelican.
And then a guy comes at the table and he wants. I couldn't believe this. He wanted the little Pelican M320, which is the tiny, 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 tiny pen.
It's a pretty color, that ruby's
it is. It's the ruby red.
Yep.
Has the 14 or is it 18 karat nib. I can't remember which one it is right now. But he wanted it. I'm like, well, that's great. Sure, no problem. You know, I mean, it's a reasonable price. You can't get the pen anymore. And he says, well, would you be interested in a trade? And I said, well, you know, what do you got? And he holds this up. Look at this.
And Brian snatched that thing out of his hand fast.
M600 blue.
It's beautiful.
And so it's got a fine nib, and I'm scribbling with it now, but the fine nib is really more like a medium. But I had been looking at an M400, and the M400 was just a little bit too... Yeah. We had an M400 from Tim's estate.
We still have one, don't we? Oh, we sold it.
We do, yeah. No, we still have it, but I was considering buying it, and it's a little too small. So this one is perfect. So we traded for that. So I got that, and it came in the box. And it's got this cool little leather pouch.
Oh, he was all excited.
In.
Yep.
It's really cool. Cool box. It's a neat package. So we got
there's
that.
There's an Aubon Payne in Waukesha, by the way.
There's an Aubon Payne in Waukesha.
Hugh and Carol are going to meet us there. So Brian got some trades. We got to meet
some other stuff.
I can't keep track of what you do. Got to meet some people. It was awesome. A couple friends won some gifts, some of the door prizes. We had a good time.
Now, I bought another pen. Was it Saturday?
What'd you buy? Do I know this?
Do I know
What'd
this?
You buy? Oh, you did.
I was at Saturday. I think it was Saturday. So I there wasn't a whole, there was what do we figure, maybe a dozen vintage pen dealers there.
It was a small group, yeah.
And so, you know, I'm you know, there's Gary Lair's there, and he's always got killer pens.
Andy Bellavo has nice pens.
Andy
Bob
Bellavo.
Novak, darn him, was next to us. You need to stop arranging that. George, are you listening? Bob Novak talked about you.
Andy had this killer Killer Grease Jobber overlay, and it was a tiny, it was a very small pen, but it was a filigree Grease Jobber. And if you don't know Andy, Andy's really, he's big into the Victorian pencils and
he's a overlays. Sweetheart.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And he actually, he does a lot of silver work himself. He does a lot of repairs, and he makes hard rubber caps, believe it or not. So I have all, I'm thinking in the back of my head, I'm thinking, well, I've got all these pens that don't have caps. Maybe I'm going to have him make one. But so he had a grease jobber, but it was just, it was a little too much at the time. So, but I'm walking around and I get to this other table. Now I committed a what's the word here?
I'm not sure.
The cardinal sin here. I didn't have any money in my pocket at the time. So I get to this guy's table and I look and he's got a nice hard rubber eyedropper. It's got gold filled bands on it. We'll show it right here. Look at this. Okay, taper cap. And I look at it. I was like, oh, that's nice. Let's take a look at that. So I open it up. Check out the nib. Look at that. We've got an overfeed on there.
Wait. Look at that. It's got a nib.
And sure enough, it's a wort. It's a Paul Wort.
It's coming
eyedropper.
Home.
It's coming home. But I don't know. This guy's got some really, really killer stuff on his table. He had some ST DuPonts, the slim ones that you like. A Parker 16, the filigree, really, really nice pen. And I ask him the price, and he says the price, and I'm like, I expected it to be
dollars?
Yeah, I expected it to be three times as much as it was. And at that, I was hesitant to buy it. And so he said the price, I said, hang on just a minute. And I had to run all the way across the room to come back to get the money. And then, so I'm grabbing the money. You're like, what are you doing? I'm like, never mind. Just hang on. Hold that thought. Where are you going? Just hang on.
Yeah.
So a really, really, really nice
pen. Nice pen. It's got a tire pen. What a nice pen.
Tire pen. It's got an interesting chasing pattern that kind of spirals around the barrel. The standard snail chased pattern style gold filled bands, and it's got the typical of some of the early words that I've been seeing is this kind of almost at the end here, like a rope like effect.
It's cool.
It's a very cool pen. Very, very happy to get it. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's got a nib. It's got a cap. There's no cracks. Yep.
So that was cool. Let's see, then Saturday when the show closed, we went up to Pendleton Brown's room. He'd invited us up.
This is totally unfair.
Oh, my God. He got upgraded. This thing is like half the floor. It's huge.
It's got its own special outer door.
I think his closet was bigger than our room, and I'm not exaggerating. I didn't see the bathroom. It was huge. I did. Deb Basil and I were like checking it out because she had a tiny room like ours.
But he didn't have a bottle opener though in the bathroom.
No, he didn't. But so. We went up and had a drink with Pendleton and Deb Basil, and we had what was it called? Smutty nose.
Schmucky nose or something like that.
It was
Pendleton's
yummy.
Got a picture of it. Actually, I need to get in touch with him. He's got a picture of me holding this beer bottle up.
Smutty nose beer.
Some local Boston microbrew.
It was good.
Excellent beer, actually.
Yeah. So. Yep. And then Deb joined us, and we went down to dinner with the gang at Maggiano's right across the street.
Now we're Maggiano experts now.
We are now. We went with Kenro Chicago?
No, it was Atlanta.
Atlanta. There we go.
Yeah. So for all of us, you folks, that's April.
So we knew that the diet was blown, but holy cow, did we eat. Good food, great conversation. I don't even remember everybody who was there. Jim was there. Paul Arano. I said
there were 10 or 12 of us.
Yep. So we had a great time. Dinner's one of the best times to just kind of hang out and schmooze with your fellow vendors. There were 4 or 5 PCA people there. We almost could have had a meeting. We almost had a quorum.
You were close. Had they elected me, you'd had a quorum.
So Paul was trying to convince me that the PCA should buy dinner, but I'm pretty sure that Julie would have had a problem with a $600 dinner bill.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, it was good food. I think we all pretty much had our full by the time.
Sausage and peppers were done. Was phenomenal.
Yeah, sausage and peppers. We have sausage and peppers.
I don't even remember.
We had the...
we did family style, so we got three of this, four of that, and we all just kind of shared, but super
calamari.
Young. Yeah, calamari was okay.
That was really good. Yeah. If you haven't been to Maggiano's and you have one, you got to go at least once.
Don't eat the week before.
Yeah, don't eat the week before.
Yeah.
But they just keep bringing the food.
I know.
It's like all you can eat. It's just crazy.
We should have taken some of the tiramisu and put it in the fridge and then had that for breakfast Sunday morning. What an awesome way to start the day. But anyway, Sunday, same thing, dealer setup, early buying for the weekend traders, 10 to 5 public show, kind of slow. We knew that it would be for Father's Day.
Usually is, yeah.
But we took advantage of the time. We got to spend the weekend with Nathan Tardif. Not everybody can say that.
That was kind of cool.
We had some awesome conversations. We learned a lot. We it was good.
I gotta admit, I never seen Nathan before. I mean, I've heard his voice. I expected him to be a much older, much larger, grumpy old man.
Oh, he looks great. He was probably the only one there in a suit.
Yeah, he wore a suit.
He's like your age.
Young.
He's young. Yeah.
All right then. He was in a suit and tie all 3 days.
Yep. His assistant Margaret was phenomenal.
Yeah. So and he had just a boatload of pens. So.
Yep.
And I guess we'll get to those in a minute.
We had a good time. I'm still not sure if having him tell me that I have Joe McCarthy's nose is a compliment or not. Pretty sure my father might object to that or question my mother, but
it's not the world's greatest pickup line, but
I don't think he intended it to
hey,
be.
Hey, baby, look at Joe McCarthy's nose.
Exactly. But he was blown away when he found out we were from Appleton and that I had actually been to McCarthy's grave. So we had a lot of great conversations over the course of the weekend, and it was good.
Well, the best part is we just said okay, and like at the end of the show, it's like we'll take this, we'll take this, we'll take this, we'll take this.
Yeah.
We'll take this.
So he just gave us what was left, and anyway, so, we'll get there.
We'll get there. So. Yeah, so it was a little slow.
Yeah. But, you know, not all of them are.
That day, you know, so.
Yep.
What else? Anything mind-boggling that went on Sunday? Probably not.
No, Roger Cromwell gave away a couple really nice pens. We got to spend some time with Jim Rouse from Franklin Christoff, and I picked up a couple things. Anne Marie was there with her gorgeous scarves, and we'll get to that soon. Hirsch Davis was there. I finally got away from our side of the table and got to go see Hirsch. And Gary, Jimmy Dolev was there.
Yeah, we can't forget Jimmy.
Gotta love Jimmy.
Cannot forget Jimmy. Jimmy's he's a super guy.
Yep. And there
I
was
might
a
get
guy,
to his store sometime. We should go to his store when we go to Atlanta.
Well, he invited us when we go to Atlanta. We've had an awful lot of offers this weekend. To go here, to do this, to get that. Yeah. A lot of interesting offers.
Who else was there? There's a couple of people I had never met before. The gentleman at the end of our table that had all the vintage parts.
Oh, I don't remember him. Yeah.
He had some good stuff, really good stuff. In fact, at one point, he holds over to me. He says, "Hey, do you know what this is? Do you have any idea what this is worth?" And it's like a 1930s Mont Blanc, you know, just like no. I admit I'm not an expert at that. So I mean, it was a four figure pen for sure. So
yeah, it was beautiful. He had some nice stuff.
Yeah,
it was Crazy Ivan and Jeff Krasner, I think. He introduced himself at the very end when we were packing up, and it was pen show brain.
All right. So who else is there? Paul Arano was right across from us.
Yep, that was fun. Andy was behind him. Roger, Jim, Nathan, Hirsch, Pendleton. Pendleton was busy.
Pendleton.
Venlo was there. Manash was there.
Mm-hmm.
Who was in the back? Jim Bear, of course. He was between Jimmy and Jim.
So Rob the Jims, all the Jims go on the wall?
Apparently, that's
what is Pendleton's middle name? Is it Jim?
I don't know. I bet it's something interesting.
Yeah, it's not. That was one. I don't know if we should mention that story that Pendleton was telling us. He was meeting a friend of his Saturday night that he hadn't met, a high school friend of his that he hadn't seen in 50 years.
I don't remember the story.
You don't remember the story? He was talking about the driver's license?
Oh, well, we were comparing. What was the story? Oh, he cut it out or something?
He cut it out. He had a driver's license made. I don't know. Anyway, probably shouldn't tell that story.
I told my driver's license X-Acto knife felt tip Sharpie
You got to have Pendleton say it, though, because Pendleton, there's a name, and he had a different person's name on his.
Oh, that's right. He was a different race.
Yeah, it was funny.
Pendleton's got some great stories, and I love his headgear. For those of you who haven't seen him at a show, he's got the standard headgear like most guys wear with the magnifiers. But he's got six, I don't know, they're like LED lights.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having stadium spotlights. And so he would be working, and then he'd look up, and all you see are these six LED lights kind of zapping at you from across the room.
Yeah, I totally want something like that.
Well, we're going to get your Father's Day's coming. Oh, Father's Day's gone. Your birthday's coming.
Father's Day was last weekend.
You got a pen. Good enough.
That's what this is right here.
Yep. But we had a good time. We were surprised, I think, that by the end of the show, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah, it was
it was just a lot of things could have been run a little more smoothly or directions could have been a little better.
All in all, I think it went better than we expected. I mean, we don't set very high expectations for new shows because that we haven't been to. So I think it was better than we expected.
We accomplished a lot.
We did, yeah. So yeah. I guess we should talk about some of this cool stuff that maybe we picked up.
Well, first. New and exciting on the website, we've got the Red Parker Sonnet and the Sterling Sonnet, which I may have to steal.
The Fougere.
Oh, it's delightful. It is. I love it. The Waterman Perspective is up now.
Yeah, so a couple of those things we talked about last week, but now they're actually up on the site. So, but
it's been crazy busy between Raleigh and then our daughter's high school graduation. And it's funny, we just saw my mom. We usually see mom like once a year when she comes up in June for a graduation. And then we saw her in February. We saw her in, 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row. So, we're talking with Nathan, and he has a couple things that we've been trying to get for a while, and he has them at the show. So we... And how did he put it? The entire world... The global supply, global stock of acrylic Conrads. And they come in all sorts of colors. Five different colors.
There are more, but
all he had left were five different colors, and of which now we're out of one.
Yeah.
But check those out.
So when we were all packing up, he gave us his entire global stock.
Yeah, check. Look at
every pen, every acrylic pen made, because he made a point to tell us that it is every pen that is complete.
They're beautiful. They're really, really gorgeous.
I'm going to count them again to make sure.
The one that I want was, okay, so there's a white with red, and this is the
John Mung.
Very beautiful. Look at that. And these all have, they're all piston fillers. They all have a clear ink window, and they have the Noodler's Flex nib.
A couple of them don't even have names yet, so we were having a good time naming them. So we'll see what he ends up with.
This one here is the rattlesnake and adrenaline, so it's white with black. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? That's just really... And they have a nice solid feel to them, unlike the regular Conrads, which are a little bit almost soft.
A little lighter, yeah.
This one here doesn't have a name yet.
He had a fun name for it, but he wasn't sure it was possibly too scandalous.
This is red with kind of almost a purple...
Like a navy, like an aurora blue kind of.
Yeah. Swirls on it. Very, very, very cool color. And then this one.
Yeah, we all kind of had a giggle at the name he came up with, but I'm not sure he's going to stick with it.
This one here is the look at this one, this light blue on dark blue.
Yep. That's my favorite. That one is. This
doesn't have a name either.
No, we came up with a good one together, but we'll see if he sticks with it or not.
That's just a stunning pen. They're acrylic acetate. They're a little bit bigger than the standard Conrad.
Really pretty.
Here's this one below here is a standard size Conrad. So they're a little bit bigger.
They're beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
So we also got, I'll go through the common ones here first. He's got a couple limited editions. So we have this one here is green.
I love the Irish Brigade.
It's called, the Irish Brigade. It's a limited edition. It's got a green marbled barrel.
Sort of like the Tahitian with solid green cap. Yeah.
That's kind of nice. There was another one we picked up called the Narwhal, which is limited edition, which is essentially very similar to this pen. This is the Ahab's Pearl. But the Narwhal has this cap, but it has in the middle, it's got a brown
tortoise.
Yeah. But that's, it's up on the web and it's gone already. So,
We've got more on the way.
Yeah. And then, this one was cool. I wasn't expecting to get this, but this here just looks like a regular Conrad, except when you unscrew it, what do we have there?
It's the brush pen.
It's the brush pen. Yeah. Woo! So check that out.
Yep, that was awesome. Piston,
it's very similar. It's a Conrad, but it's got a brush.
Yep, and he was excited talking about that, Nathan was. So it was really awesome to hear his process and his thoughts that go into these. And it was really 3 days of amazing conversation with Nathan.
Now, and if that wasn't enough... I mean, just to get a look at those acrylics is just amazing. We got these three right here.
And not just those three. We got
got a bunch. These are the ebonite that we've been trying to get these for like a ridiculous amount of time.
Far too long. We know the trick now.
We know the trick. Yep. They're all ebonite. This is they're hard rubber. This is the jade. And they're very similar to Waterman Red Ripple, very similar to that type of ripple pattern. So there's a jade, and of course these two also have a nice clear section.
Love it, the ink view window.
I'm gonna get these. This one here is a dark brown ripple. Methuselah's pine cone.
And to hear him talk about where he came up with the name is fantastic.
I don't know. I think this one is almost my favorite because it's lighter. This is the Sahara ripple. Look at that. Just look at that.
It looks like a Waterman Olive ripple.
It does. It does look like a Waterman Olive. It's stunning. It's just really, and it's a good size too. It's just a really, really nice pen. Like I say, they're a little bit longer. They come in about 5.5 inches long. The pen is 5.5.
Just in case Eric's listening.
He's in Mexico.
I know.
So we got some of those too, and they're up on the site. But they're really, love to smell that ebonite.
Aziza likes to sniff the cap. Remember.
She likes to sniff the cap. Here, let me. I'll do this for you, Aziza.
There you go, babe.
Nice.
Hey,
nice.
Behave yourself.
It was real, real cool to see those
to come home with bags and bags of pens. That was cool.
Yeah.
So let's see other stuff coming up. I'm just going to give you a teaser because that's how I am. Cool stuff. Got some really interesting projects. one exclusive project that I've been working on since, what, Philly or Baltimore?
Yeah, early in the year.
That is going to be, it's a good cause. It's just really, it's a special to me. So we're going to work on that. What else do we have? We've got some new.
We've got a number of, we probably have a half a dozen projects we're in the middle of.
Yeah.
Including one today that we're.
Getting closer to finalizing.
Getting closer to finalizing.
Which will be kick butt. Yeah. Let's see, some new note cards. New note card designs are done. They blew out in Boston. They'll be up on the site hopefully maybe this weekend. Now that we're actually home.
Is that a request? please.
Well, we'll see. Since before Raleigh, we have just been going, getting ready for Raleigh. We got home. My mom was already here. We had 23 different things to do with Lindsay's graduation. And then mom left, and it was time to pack for Boston. And
well, really, it started Chicago.
Yeah,
So you visit with your dad, and then.
Oh, yeah. The beginning of, so it's been a
while. We've not really had a rest since after Atlanta.
Yeah, and there were only 2 weeks between Atlanta and Chicago. So it's been busy. We are thrilled to be home for a month.
So
kids are probably not thrilled to have us home, but they're both working. So I still don't understand how our 18-year-old can now, she's licensed to serve beer at the gas station.
I don't know. The next Penn show,
Miami,
here in the United States, in the hottest month of the year.
It is not the hottest. August is hotter.
It's the second hottest month of the year.
We're going to Miami, baby.
Miami next month. Actually, about a month, not quite a month from now.
What do you mean, not quite a month?
Well, aren't we leaving on the 17th? I think we're leaving on the 17th.
Boy.
So, Miami, which is going to be good. It's going to be a Bert Oser run show.
Yep.
So it's going to be... I'm looking forward to that. Miami was my very first Penn show.
True. Mine too. We were there the same year. How funny is that?
2000.
Yep.
It'll
be a good show. Well, I went with a girl from Orlando, and there was a big crazy wedding, and the ballroom was under our room. We actually had them move us.
Do you remember what you bought?
Deb Kinney helped me buy a modern pen, and it was either a Stipula or a Visconti. I still have the leather case that she talked the dealer into. Deb brought her mom, so that was cool, hanging out with Deb and her mom and Sarah Jane. And I don't remember you either. It was at the Biltmore, which is gorgeous.
I don't remember you either.
I don't remember. See, I was overwhelmed. It was my first show.
That was your first show?
Yeah.
So our first show was the same show.
I know.
In the same place. Really?
Come on, everybody. Tell me that's mushy. Yeah. Same year, same place. We were there.
Were you a vendor? You weren't a vendor.
No. I was just a participant. Oh, I was doing that deer in the headlights thing. But unlike Aziza, I didn't run away from anybody.
Okay. Well, I know exactly the pens that I bought.
What'd you buy?
Show. I have none of them today. Oh, well, we'll keep that for later.
All right.
I know what I got, though.
First pen.
All right. We got a month. Wait a month for that.
Shout-outs.
You got some shout-outs?
I know. Awesome. I have some phenomenal shout-outs. Chris Godfrey. He missed us at the show.
Oh, yeah.
Ira. Oh, yeah. Ira and Marta. And... there was a man who brought his daughter to the Boston show, and daughter had an awesome name, Lisa. And so Justin brought Lisa, and I gave her a couple pens for kids' pens, and he sent me an email and said that she was just gaga about the pens and still talking about them, and I don't recall if she slept with one or she took to school or I don't know, something. She was just really... excited, and so that's always beautiful to hear that you know, we're not just giving stuff to kids. The idea is that, she wrote a note. I'm reading the email. She wrote a note to the conductor on the train home.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So she was super excited. She was probably like 5. So she was adorable. And who else? I'm trying to find my list. Ira, Marta, Justin, Devin, this adorable little girl who was so excited to get, was it pink ink? She wanted pink ink so bad.
Okay.
So she had a good time. And Thomas Q, I know you're listening. We got awesome mail today from Thomas, who is going to write every day for a week. He said, because I mentioned that I love it when people tell us what ink they use. So Thomas had 3 different notes with 3 different inks and different pens. Thomas, it was awesome. You rock. So keep it up. We're going to write back to you. And he sent a picture of his children. Beautiful. That's
that
awesome.
Cute. That was very
yeah.
cute.
So we enjoyed
what
that.
What did he got for Father's Day? He got a Noodler's a whale pen. The kids called it the whale pen. It was a Noodler's
yep.
Ahab.
They were so excited. Yep. And so it was a good time.
Cool.
And, of course, everybody in the chat. And, Jonathan, I'm sorry you had to bribe your kids to go to bed. So.
All right. Anything else?
I think that's enough of us rambling on. We'll get back in our normal swing next week once we've gotten some sleep and our 12 buckets of everything shipped and all that good stuff.
Awesome.
Yep.
Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Or you can catch us online and email us.
Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net.
Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
Just like everybody else, we've got a Facebook page, facebook.com/AndersonPens.
Our blog is now at blog.andersonpens.net.
It is. That's pretty cool. And the website, of course, told you I'm spunky, andersonpens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you on Sunday.
Sunday. With some cool news, actually.
Do we have news?
We do. What are we doing on Saturday?
You springing something on me?
We're making a trip on Saturday.
We're going to the farmer's market. Anyway.
Besides that. Anyway, have a great night. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.